huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and I've got 9 ways for you to deal better with other people's moods, baggage, and shite. Now, this isn't quite a rant, but I think a lot of people are blaming everybody else's moodiness for dragging them down, blaming their criticism, blaming, you know, their own energy on other people. And it's like I hear people say a lot, they made me do this. They made me say this. They made me feel this. And actually, no one makes you say or do or feel anything. You own that and you're responsible for that. So the main theme, I suppose, of these 9 ways to deal with people's moods and shite and baggage is full and personal responsibility for your own mood, your own energy, your own environment, your own motivation, your own enthusiasm, your own situation, because you can control all of that. But that being said, let's give you 9 practical ways that you can deal with people's moods, shite, you know, their bad energy, whether it's staff, loved ones, kids, parents, siblings, customers, partners, you name it. So the first thing is, there may actually be some useful feedback in their moodiness. They may have had a moan, a complaint, you know, they might be particularly grumpy. And actually, if you took the way that they delivered it away, you know, you took the energy away and you just looked at what they said, maybe there's something useful to learn for you, for your business, and for your general personal development. So if you're always looking for the lesson, then I think that will serve you well. Now, I hear people a lot say, why did they say that? Why did they say that like that? Why did they post that there? Why did they give me that criticism in a WhatsApp group or on a Facebook group or whatever? But you can't control how people deliver feedback to you. And you can't control where they deliver it, even though you want to. So your control over the way they deliver and when they deliver and how they deliver stresses you out. But actually, if you take that away and accept where, how, and when they deliver, and if they are moody or aggressive or angry or whatever, just go, okay, that's how they've chosen to deliver it, and listen to what they say, there's probably some useful lessons in there. Now, if you don't allow yourself to get emotionally triggered by their emotional response, and you calm yourself down for those 90 seconds when the emotions are all flooding around, you're going to get some useful insights. And people's ability to take feedback, even when it's not delivered very well, that's emotional mastery, that's business mastery, that's life mastery. Okay, the second thing is, maybe it actually balances you. Maybe you're a bit over-optimistic, overly positive. Maybe you need a bit of bringing back down to earth. You need your feet kept on the ground. I'm the sort of person that chucks a lot of ideas out there. I've got a lot of ideas. I was going to say a lot of good ideas. That's not true. I've got a lot of shit ideas and some decent ideas. And people come to me, oh, Rob, this is going wrong, that is going wrong. Oh, my life, everything is doomed. Oh, we're all fucked. Oh, we're all going to die. Help me! You know, and it's like they want me to solve everything. And then I give them loads of ideas and they go, no, that shit, that won't work, no, that shit. And sometimes I get really frustrated. I'm like, well, you want me to solve your problem. Then I'm giving you ideas to solve the problem. And then none of them are good enough. But actually, when I think about it, I realise that maybe balances me, maybe puts me in check, maybe gets me to check some of the downsides. I don't get too naive, imbalanced, over-enthusiastic, too big picture. So actually, the second point is it can be useful and it can balance you. The third thing, and this is the most important one, and probably the most challenging to do, but I would see this of the 9 as the most important, is that their mood can't affect your mood without your permission to affect your mood. So they're grumpy, they're down, they're depressed. You know, they've got that low energy. You walk into the room and they're like, oh, they suck the energy out of you like a black hole. Doesn't have to affect your mood. You can still be happy. You can still be positive. If their suck of energy is less powerful than your give of energy, then, you know, it's like the person who believes the most wins. The person with the best energy wins. So you can only let people drag you down and make you feel with your own permission. So manage your own state. If you're enthusiastic and inspired and positive and keen and passionate, don't let anyone put that fire out. And that's your choice and you can own that. All right, number four, and this is what a lot of people say, and I think it's good advice, but only some of the time. And that is, if they are a real drain and they're a circle of life, get rid of them. If they're a complete drain, they're a massive victim, they have huge emotional baggage that they chuck onto you, they don't want you to win, they've not got a solution, they bring a problem for every solution, then minimise your time with them. If it's friends and family, minimise your time with them. And then if it's people you don't really need in your life, you can completely get shot. But that's only part of the time, part of the solution. And too many people are going, oh, get rid of everyone negative in your life. No, you don't want to do that. And there's a big difference between someone being negative and someone being a critic. A genius just said, just wait till you have teenagers. Yes, I have got that all to come, which is why I don't give much parenting advice out. Okay, number five then, and it depends on the situation, but I've got a few people relatively close to me that I need to spend some time with. And sometimes I think, oh, you're just bringing shit all the time, problems to everything, there's no passion, enthusiasm, And sometimes I like to just like overdose them with my own positivity and enthusiasm and solutions. And almost to the point where it's annoying, you know, annoy the critics and the skeptics with your positivity and enthusiasm. And I think some of the time that's a really good thing to do. And again, the person with the most energy wins, whether that's a draining energy or a giving radiator energy. So sometimes just cheer them up and annoy them with your positivity. Number six then, and this is actually a big important one as well. I'd say this is the second most important after number three, is you can just let so much stuff go. I see people all the time messaging me, posting, oh, I saw this on Facebook and it's pissed me off. Oh, I hate the way they do that. Why do they lie? Why do they say this? Why do they do that? Why do they criticize? Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Does it even matter? Let it go. Will it affect your life? Let it go. Let it go. You can't control everyone. The over need to control everyone who posts something on Facebook or every person in your life, how they act with you, how they deal with you, how they ask questions, if they say please, if they say thank you, how they look at you. Let it go. Mwah, bye. All right, what have we got there next? Number seven. Ah, this is a good one, actually. I believe that it's a real challenge of your own mindset to be able to deal positively with negative energy, negative people, drains, suckers of life. So it's a test for you to stay positive, to stay immune, to give you a bit of thick rhino skin. So rather than see it as a massive drag, why don't you see it as a bit of a test of your ability to keep your energy high? Number eight, thank them, then fuck off. So you could be grateful for their feedback and their criticism in their very draining way, and then just get out of the place. You know, when you get drawn into debates and arguments on social media, and you know you never win, even if you're right. And there's this lovely saying, which is, never wrestle with a pig in shit, because you both get covered in shit, but the pig likes it. So don't get sucked into these debates, these arguments, these political rants, all this stuff on social media that's a massive drain of your energy. Thank them. Thanks for your feedback. Here's my point. Bye. I'm off to enjoy my weekend. And then just goodbye. And then number nine, and this is actually very relevant as well. I'd say this is the third most important one of the nine. And that would be actually sometimes when people are down, they're a bit of a drain, there's actually some shit going on in their life. And if you care to listen and help and actually look what's behind it, maybe you understand, maybe you can serve them and help them and support them. And actually, maybe you both end up winning. I've got a very, very, very good friend and someone who I work very closely with, who I'd say 90% of the time, if he's not bringing his full A game, shall we say, it's because he's had a bad night's sleep. Sometimes people have got shit going on in their life. Sometimes they found out that a loved one of theirs, you know, maybe was diagnosed with a really bad illness, or they've got a massive financial difficulty. So don't always jump on them because they're not bringing their A game and they're bringing a bit of negativity, when in fact it might be justified and it could be a reaching out to you. And if you care to look beyond that, you could really, really help them. All right, great. So let me summarise these 9 points, because people say that they like the summaries. Dealing with other people's moods and shit. Number one is contextualise the feedback. There might be a good lesson in there, even if they're not delivering it in the way that you want. Number two, maybe it's useful and it balances you to get a bit of grounding and, you know, a bit of warning, and sometimes raining on your parade, it can actually serve you. Number three, no one's mood can affect yours without your permission, and therefore manage your own state, be a master of your own state. And then people will affect you much less. Number four, minimise your time with them if it's relevant. If there's no benefit to you and they're a victim and they're just a drainer all the time, they stick the needle in and suck 10 pounds of blood out of you, then minimise your time with them. Number five, you could cheer them up with your annoying, over-enthusiastic positivity. Number six, let it go. Does it really matter? Let it go, let it go, let it go. Number seven, it could be a challenge and a test of your own mindset. Can you bring your A game and get yourself in that right mental state on demand and not let other people's moods drag you down and their baggage and their problems? Number eight, thank them, then fuck off and be grateful. And then number nine, maybe there's something deep behind it that you need to learn that you could help someone with that could make a big difference to their lives and a good lesson for you too and lift you up. If you lift people up, that lifts you up. All right, thanks for tuning in. I hope you found this useful. Remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. And please do share this if you think there's anyone out there that's struggling a bit or they could do with this content because I want to help as many people on the planet as I can towards starting and scaling their business, a better financial education, and to generally build a better life for themselves, their clients, their followers, their fans. So thanks for tuning in.